Time now for music. Today, global music DJ Beto Arcos is back to give us a taste of the latest in Latin music. From Spain, Colombia, El Salvador, even farther afield, the Democratic Republic of Congo. But we start in Spain. Beto is the host of Global Village on KPFK in Los Angeles. He joins us from our studios at NPR West. Beto, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
Pleasure to talk with you. So the music that we're hearing right now is from a new jazz tribute album to Miles Davis and his 1960 album Sketches of Spain. And it's called Miles Español. And, you know, there are countless Miles Davis tribute albums out there. Beto, how is this one different?
Well, what makes this album special and different is that it's really an album of the music and roots that influenced Sketches of Spain. The album brings together top Latin jazz musicians from the U.S. and a few big names in jazz like Chick Corea and Ron Carter, musicians who played with Miles Davis, as well as some of the top flamenco musicians in Spain. The song we're listening to here is called Saeta Panpiper, and halfway through this piece, there's a really, really cool brass section in the middle of the song, and you can hear this making a reference not to Sketches of Spain, but to Kind of Blue, the Miles Davis classic. And that's the connection to Miles Davis in this particular case. But what really drives this song is the percussion, that immense, intense energy, which you can hear coming through right now. Now, this particular piece illustrates perfectly just how diverse and how rich Latin music can be. Now, the song begins with a melody played on this Galician bagpipe. Then toward the end, it's transformed into a Colombian style of music called joropo, played by the incredible, the amazing harpist, Edmar Castañeda, who's from Colombia, by the way.
So there's actually this evolution that's happening. I mean, it makes sense that this is an echo of Miles Davis. As you mentioned, the song completely changes by the time you get to the end of it.
It is like a suite. It's like in three parts. And it really just gives you the whole range of colors that you can get in jazz and Latin music and any music. It's just an amazing piece of music of this double CD, Miles Español.
Beto, you mentioned Colombia. You talk about the Colombian style of music called joropo. Colombia is where the next band that you brought us is from, right?
Right. They're called Cimarrón, and they play a style of music called joropo, which is roots music from the plains of Colombia and Venezuela. This song is called El Gavilán, the hawk. It's a standard of Colombian and Venezuelan music from the plains, very popular in that part of the country. Many of these instruments that you hear in this music can be found only in these areas. There are offsprings, if you will, of the guitar. There's a tiple, a Colombian instrument that has 12 steel strings. There's the bandola, which is shaped like a pear, has four strings and is plucked with a small pick. But the essential instrument of joropo in this particular music from the plains of Venezuela and Colombia is the cuatro. There's no way you can play this music without this instrument.
What's a four-string?
A cuatro is a four-string instrument. It might look like to some people like a ukulele, but it's got its own sound. It's strummed, and it's like you hear this in this particular tune. You hear this like a galloping of the strumming that the musician is playing.
A lot going on there. We're listening to the band Cimarrón. My guest is Beto Arcos, host of KPFK's Global Village in Los Angeles, and we're listening to some of his favorite new Latin music. Beto, let's move on to the next band. They're called Los Hermanos Lobo, and although they're from El Salvador, they're kind of a local band because they're based right here in Washington, D.C. Let's take a listen.
El amor y el dolor está siempre en mi país. Cruzando las tres fronteras para poder llegar aquí, el amor y el dolor. está siempre mi país, cruzando las tres fronteras para poder llegar aquí.
So I don't know what that percussion instrument is, but it kind of sounds like a clip-clop of a horse, you know?
Yeah.
Is there any way, what's this story about? Is there a journey involved in this?
In fact, yes. The song is called Las Tres Fronteras, The Three Borders. It's about Central Americans, specifically from El Salvador, who come to the U.S. in search of a better life, and they have to cross three borders, Guatemala, Mexico, and the U.S. They play this music called Chanchona, which is really connected to Colombia, believe it or not. Cumbia comes from Colombia. And cumbia in the 1950s and 60s, it became very popular throughout Latin America. Every country or every region of Latin America has their own way of playing cumbia. In El Salvador, it became this kind of roots music.
And you're right, it does have a folk music feel to it. I mean, you could just imagine being on a street somewhere and seeing a group playing something like this, a very stripped down kind of acoustic sound.
That's right. You can hear them either in El Salvador, or you could hear them not far from where you live in the D.C. area. They're actually based in Northern Virginia.
Paisanos, en donde quiera que estén, no se olviden del pulgarcito de América. El
That's Los Hermanos Lobo. Beto, we've got time for just one more band. And unlike the other artists that we've been listening to, this group isn't exactly what you'd think of when you think of Latin music. They're from the Democratic Republic of Congo. I love this. So this band is from Congo, but you're obviously hearing some pretty strong Latin influences coming through. Tell me about them.
This band is called Staff Benda Bilili. And what you're hearing in this particular tune is definitely a direct link to the music of Cuba. Cuban music has been absorbed and reinvented and popularized in African countries like the Congo. This particular brand of Congolese music called Congolese rumba. And you can definitely feel the energy and this amazing emotion coming through in this particular tune. Staff Benda Bilili is an incredible band with a remarkable story. They're a group of six musicians, most of whom are paraplegic, and who were discovered by French filmmakers who were filming a documentary in the area about the music of the Congo, and found them playing, believe it or not, outside of the Kinshasa Zoo, where they were living basically in cardboard boxes. Now, most of the musicians on the band sit on tricycles and play guitars and sing, but the youngest member of the band, who's about 18 years old, who joined him when he was just a teenager, plays an instrument called the satonge. He made it out of a powder milk can and a metal string, and it makes this incredible sound. Let's hear some of the solo.
Sounds like an amazing electric guitar riff. That's a milk can and a metal string?
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
Unbelievable. That's the band Staff Benda Bilili. Their album is called Tre Tre Fort. There's also a documentary about the band that's just hitting theaters. And that's just one of the many artists that you can hear on Beto Arcos' show. It's called The Global Village. You can hear it on KPFK in Los Angeles. Beto, it was a pleasure. Thanks for sharing the music with us.
My pleasure, Rachel. We'll be right back.
And for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast. Subscribe or listen at iTunes or at npr.org/weekendATC. We post a new episode Sunday nights. I'm Rachel Martin. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.